Finding a mentor is not so easy and can take time to develop. Before you let someone assign you a mentor or ask someone to be your mentor, do a little vetting and investigation first. Your mentor is going to influence you in many ways, so make sure you've taken the time to see him or her in action at work and with other people. If you see any warning signs that don't align with who you want to be, then steer clear. Also, there's no hard, fast rule that you can only have one mentor. Developing multiple mentors in different areas of business life can be highly beneficial. Plus, high-level mentors don't usually have infinite amounts of time to spend mentoring one person, so by developing a few mentors in your life, you take the pressure off one individual, allowing you to approach the right mentor as needed. The pitch challenge today: start your mentorship search by making a list of professionals you admire and what talents, skills, or attributes they have that you would like to mirror. This is a private list just for you to keep as reference so you know who to approach and when. Develop relationships with at least three of these mentor candidates by showing admiration and interest in their work, and then ask for occasional catch-up chats, which could be done in person, virtually, or by phone. If you have three mentors and meet with one a month, the guidance you will receive will be more diversified and your mentors won't get burnt out. The advantage of developing several go-to mentors is if you are in crisis mode, you can pick the one best suited to help you or have solid backups if someone is unavailable.